Unless you see signs and wonders, you do not believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's readings remind us that as long as we are committed to serving as beloved spouses of the Son of God, we will have spiritual warfare with the forces of evil from hell. The devil knows that he cannot overcome God. Therefore, he will vent his anger on souls especially dear to God in order to deny God the love that they would give to him for all eternity. For this, he tempts man in his weakness in order to cause him to lose his faith. And that's what the gospel is all about with the sick son at Capernaum. He is sick because he has, in a way, given himself over to worldly desires, and now his soul is sick, and only Jesus Christ can cure him. This is why this is such a beautiful story today, because on face value we see the story of Jesus curing the son of the ruler from afar, and it's a wonderful story. Go and your son lives, and so forth. But in reality, it's even more than that, because it is the story of mankind. All of us, we are all in a way sick at Capernaum. We're all sick, spiritually sick. And without God, without God's grace, what could we do? We'd be nothing. And the devil is stronger than all of us, my dear friends. You don't play with the devil, as it were. I always like what Padre Pio said. He said, if we could see the devil, he would block out the sun. There are so many devils around, and I kid you not, we don't see them, and you don't have to take my word for it, take Padre Pio's word for it. There are so many devils around trying to attack us and tempt us that if they were visible to us, they would blot out the sun. And when somebody falls, and recently many people have told me about family members and so on, children, husbands or what have you, wives if even, about how what happens when they commit sin, the slippery slope of sin, and how they go from sin to sin to sin. And in a way, towards when they're at this low condition, there's nobody that can help them. They are absolutely desperate. Only God can help them. And that's why we pray.